Why the Spooks Don't Seem to Spook Us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Glenn Greenwald, the reporter who broke the Edward Snowden story, addressed a convention of socialists over the weekend via Skype and said he doesn't understand why big-name journalists are condemning him when they should be applauding him.
The purpose of our story, the purpose is to say, if you, the United States government, want to create a globalized surveillance system in which we no longer have any privacy in our individual lives or on the internet, you at least ought to have us know about it so that we can decide whether that's the kind of world which we want to live.
But of course, millions of people have decided. Every day, they surrender information to social media. And that personal data has been weaponized, but not by the NSA. It's the bullies, it's the identity thieves, the scammers. Americans just don't seem terribly worried about the NSA. In fact, Greenwald himself joked about it.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the brave, patriotic men and women of the National Security Agency. They're people, they have feelings, and so at the beginning of almost every conversation, I do insist that whoever I'm speaking with say hello to them.
And everybody gave a shout out to the eavesdroppers they presumed were there. They didn't seem too worried. And I think that's the reason that Greenwald and Snowden aren't getting much love, other than from the socialists on the left and the libertarians on the right. Because like him, most people don't seem particularly worried that the government is going to do anything evil with their information. At least not compared to what the internet already does with it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.